I am his and he is mine. That's my testimony. I am his and he is mine.
我属他，他属我，那是我的见证。
I know when I went to the Judd Faith Home and I was 18 years old, the first thing they said, you have to make a consecration.
当我18岁去信心家庭的时候，他们第一件事所说的就是你要完全分别为圣，献给他。
Well, Mrs. Robinson said that too. The first step in getting into the deeper Christian life is to give yourself, consecrate yourself to the Lord.
翟小姐这样说，罗炳森师母也这样说，当我们进入神更深生命的第一步，就是完全分别为圣，献给他。
We heard Sister Gerda talking to us today about sometimes bad things happen to good people.
我们今天听到贝教士说，有的时候对好人的身上也会发生一些不好的事情。
Some things don't always go your way.
每一件事并不总是按着你的旨意而行。
Or just as some we known and treasured, they suffered before they went to be with Jesus.
我们认识的一些神所宝贵的圣徒，他们也经历了很多的苦难。
Well, I've had a couple of disappointments in my life.
在我生命中也经历过一些挫折。
I remember when I lost a job when I was working at a hospital.
我记得当我在医院工作的时候，我失业了。
It was a matter of trying to help somebody in emergency.
我在急诊室需要帮助一个人。
And someone that didn't like me reported that I broke the HIPAA law.
有些人就向上面汇报，他们不喜欢我，所以他们报打我的小报告，说我毁坏了一些东西。
And my boss had to let me go.
我的老板就把我解雇了。
And she was couldn't eat her lunch. She said, "I'm so sorry, I have to let you go."
她甚至不能吃午饭，她说，真对不起，我必须要让你离开。
I put my hand on her shoulder. I said, "I belong to God. He'll take care of me."
我把我的手放在他肩上，说，我属于我的神，他会为我预备的。
Because I had been taught, when you give yourself wholly to Him, everything that comes, it's Father filtered.
我被教导说，如果你把你自己完全献给了他，那么你所经历过的一切都是经过父的手过滤过的。
He never lets us be tested above what we're able to bear.
他永远不会允许我们经过我们受不了的试炼。
But He makes a way of escape.
他为我们开一条出路。
Just like He told the Apostle Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you."
正如他对使徒保罗所说的，我的恩典是够你用的。
So the wonderful part about it is we give ourselves to Him.
所以最奇妙的部分就是我们要把自己献给他。
We know He's all love.
我们知道他完全是爱。
We know He has our best interest at heart.
他对我们的，他完全为着我们的好处着想。
And actually, after that happened and I was let go, some friend wanted to give me a job so I wouldn't lose my income.
实际上经过那件事以后，我的朋友就给了我一个工作，所以我并没有失去我的收入。
I said, "No, that's all right. I'm trusting the Lord."
我说没关系，我在信靠我的主。
And Jim said, my mother had passed away. He said, "Let's go a little trip to Dallas to see your sister."
因为我母亲去世了，我的先生就说，让我们去达拉斯看你的姐姐。
Oh, I said, this was in 2005. I said,Oh, I remember Jack Chow retired to Dallas.
那是05年发生的事。我说，我记得周金海牧师好像退休到了达拉斯。
So we called and asked if we could stop in and see them.
所以我们就打电话说，我们是不是可以拜访他。
He said, "Oh, we have a fellowship house. We have room. You can stay with us."
他说，我们团契有房子，你可以在我们这里停留一下。
And after our first meeting, he called Jim and I aside.
当我们第一次聚会以后，他就把我和静叫到一边。
He said, "I lost my associate pastor yesterday. He went on, moved on."
他说，我失去了我的助理牧师，他去了别的地方。
He said, God has sent you, you're to be my associate pastor.
他说神把你差到这里来做我的助理牧师。
I was so shocked.
我非常震惊。
He knew my husband had been in administration in the Air Force for 20 years, worked at the Pentagon.
我的先生在五角大楼空军基地工作过很多年。
So he enlisted him to start conferences in 2006 in Dallas, Plano.
所以周牧师在06年就征召了我的先生Jim弟兄来为我们准备06年达拉斯的特会。
And that was the beginning of the Jesus ministry.
那就是GMI事工的开始。
Except we didn't have a name.
那时候我们还没有这个名字。
And he said, Martha, pray with us now and we can find out what the Lord wants to call this organization.
他说,玛莎跟我一起祷告,让我们来寻求神要我们这个组织所叫的名字是什么。
Well, just a day went by and he said, the Lord showed me.
一天以后,他对我说,主向我显示了。
He said, we're to call it, he told me, we're to call it Jesus' ministry.
他说,主告诉我们要称他为耶稣使工。
It's not our ministry. It's Jesus' ministry.
这不是我们的事工, 这是耶稣的事工。
So he submitted that and it became Jesus' ministry international.
所以他使他的名字为耶稣国际事工。
There was another time years later.
另外一次, 在一年以后,
when I wanted to go on a mission trip.
当我去宣教的旅途中,
and I had been on many of them, maybe over a period of 7 years.
我去过很多次宣教的旅途。
Sister Nancy and Brother Chow took me as a threesome to China.
周牧师和师母好像把我当作第三者放在旁边，我们一起去
Taiwan,
中国,
Australia,
澳大利亚。
And Japan,
日本,
and Hong Kong, Malaysia,
香港, 马来西亚,
and we'd stay maybe 4 to 6 weeks at a time. My husband cooked his own meals.
我们每次停留六到七个礼拜，我的先生为我们做饭。
One year he said, Martha, I don't need you to go.
有一年，我的周牧师对我说，玛莎，我不需要你来了。
I got to take these younger girls to learn how to serve.
我要带这些年轻的同工跟我一起去学习怎样服侍。
Oh, Sister Ruth, I said, what did I do wrong?
我就说,那我做错什么了吗?
You know, disappointment.
这很失望。
We were in Pennsylvania at a Jewish retreat center.
我们当时在一个犹太人的退休中心在宾州。
A beautiful campground and many ministers there.
一个很美丽的营地,有很多的牧者在那里。
And you know, when disappointments come, we need to turn to Jesus.
你知道当失望来临的时候,我们需要转向耶稣。
And I told you, my testimony is, I am his, and he is mine.
我告诉你,我的见证就是,我属他,他属我。
And in that meeting, my sister Donna Corrigan was preaching.
在那次的特会里,当那姐妹在
And the glory of the Lord came down.
神的荣耀就降临在会场。
In such a wonderful way.
非常奇妙的方式。
And people were standing and praising.
人们都站起来赞美神。
And I had a vision. I'm not given to visions.
我就得到了一个意象，我并不常常有意象。
But at the platform, I pictured a light.
在讲台上我看到一道光,
and it was the light of his presence.
那就是他同在的光。
And it was like a sword went like that right at me.
他就好像一个宝剑在指着我。
It just hit me, Sister Gerda, right in the face.
他正对着我的脸上。
And there was one word from the Lord.
那从主就来了一句话。
I don't tell this to people, but somehow I felt to tell you.
我并不常告诉别人,但我今天想要告诉你。
He said, mine.
他说,我的。
He pointed at me and he said, mine.
他指着我说,你是我的。
So it didn't matter if I wasn't needed.
所以没关系,如果别人不需要我。
You know, it didn't matter if I could go on the trip.
如果我没有办法去旅行，没有关系。
He owned me too.
他仍然拥有我。
He owned me.
他拥有我。
There were other times too when I was in a struggle.
另外一些时间我在一些挣扎中。
But it's always wonderful to remind him, Jesus, I belong altogether to you.
非常的奇妙，我们要常常提醒主说，主，我完全的属于你。
I am yours.
我是你的。
And you are mine.
你是我的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessings. Oh, Jesus, we couldn't sing that song without my telling you, I'm his.
我必须要跟你们讲这个见证。
And you can say that, I'm his.
你也可以这样说，我是他的。
I'm his and he's mine.
我是属他，他是属我。
He's going to make all things work together for good to those that love him.
他要使万事互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。
I know when Sister Caroline passed away, Brother Gardner called my teacher, Miss Judd.
我知道当贾德纳师母去世的时候，贾德纳牧师叫我的老师翟小姐过来。
They were very close friends.
他们是很亲近的朋友。
He was 8 years old and she was 16 when they were growing up.
当他们小的时候，翟小姐16岁，贾德纳牧师18岁。
And he would come to her to help him with history lessons.
他会帮助翟小姐历史课。
So through the years, he called her what?Her father called her as a child. Her nickname was Urchin.
所以贾德纳牧师一直叫翟小姐她的小名，就像她的父亲所叫的小名一样。
She used to wear, she had red hair and little rompers on, and her father called her, "There's my little Urchin."
她是翟小姐是红头发，穿着红色的衣服，所以她的父亲称她一个昵称。
Well, very few people called her Urchin except Brother Gardner.
很少人称她这个昵称 Urchin, 只有贾德纳牧师知道这个名字。
But he called her and told her Sister Caroline had gone. He says, "Is there any word from the Lord? Does he give you anything?"
所以贾德纳师母去世的时候，贾德纳牧师就说：“神有没有给你什么话呢，翟小姐？”
And the Lord spoke to him and said.It was an abundant entrance.
主对贾德纳牧师说，这是一个丰富的入口。
Her suffering had given her an abundant entrance.
贾德纳牧师所受的苦难给了他一个丰富的入口。
I don't know exactly what that means, but that was the word the Lord gave, abundant entrance.
我不知道那带具体带意味着什么，但是主赐给了他一个丰富的进入天国的入口。
Her suffering had made it a glorious entrance.
他的苦难使他得以丰富的进入神的国。
Oh, wonderful Lord.
奇妙的主。
He gives us great comfort.
他给了我们最大的安慰。
And we can all be His.
我们都可以属于他。
That's a starting point.
那只是一个起点。
Sister Gerda talked about being so very blessed as a child. I was blessed. But somewhere along the line, she chose to be his.
在这一路上，在某一个转折点，被教师选择了耶稣属于他的。
She gave herself 100% to him.
她把她自己100%的献给了主。
And he took her.
主就接受了他。
At 5 years of age.
在五岁的时候就接受了被教士。
And he's given her 10 times that many.
神也赐给他10倍的奖赏。
Of a blessed life serving Jesus.
一个蒙福的生活服侍耶稣。
But somewhere along she said yes.
但是在那一路上有某一个地方他对主说是。
I'm yours.
我是你的。
Now and forever.
从现在直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to take a little time to introduce you to our team.
我想花一点时间给大家介绍一下我们的团队。
Some of you know, we're so glad to have her husband, Dr. Chen, with us.
我们很高兴她的先生陈医生也在这里。
And her daughter, Esther.
她的女儿 Esther.
And her son-in-law, Ford.
女婿 Ford.
First timers.
他们是第一次来营地。
But Sister Ruth is one of our pastors, teachers in California.
郭牧师是我们的老师和牧师之一，他在加州。
We're the only two in America.
我们是仅有的两位老师在美国。
And we're partners.
Yes.
我们是搭档。
We've had some good fellowship together.
我们之间有非常美好的交通。
And now we have three other teachers that were not able to be here because of COVID restriction. Two are in Taiwan. You'll see them on the screen tomorrow because they're going to give their eulogy. That's Pastor Shufan Lai and Pastor Jimmy Lin.
我们还有两位在，我们还有三位在亚洲，两位在台湾。明天你们会见到他们，是赖淑芳牧师和林志斌牧师。
The first,
in Zoom 上。
The first of June, they've opened a daily devotional studying "Waiting on God" online.
六月份他们开始了在线上的安静等候神的聚会。
And they have 200 e-school students just for that program.
就在那个聚会里面，他们有200多位的网校的学生参加。
And I think it's time for Emma to stand up. Emma is the coordinator for Taiwan.
Emma 是台湾的，不是台湾的同工。Emma,
Emma is a lay minister for them. She hears problems and works with them one-on-one.You know, the teachers can't reach out like the coordinators do. They never were ordained like the teachers were, but they serve the Lord 100%. And a couple of them have been with Brother Chow for 20 years.
Emma 虽然没有被案例，但是她就像牧师一样，她也联络台湾的老师和同学们，她也服侍他们。
The other coordinator...is Mercy Tung, and she can't be with us. She's in Taiwan.
另外一个同工是童芷翔姐妹，她也在台湾。
But Mercy's also been with him 20 years plus.
芷翔也跟我们20多年了。
And Mercy oversees China.
芷翔是负责大陆的施工。
Our largest group of students come from China.
我们最大的最多的学生是来自中国大陆。
And the teachers and pastors are so happy to have them in contact with them.
我们老师都很感恩这些同工们能够联络国内的国内的家人，国内的学员们。
And then there's one more teacher I haven't mentioned, and that is our Hong Leon. You might have seen her here other years from Malaysia.
我们还有一位牧师，他是林凤莲牧师，他在马来西亚。你们也许在营地见过他好多次。
I've been in some of her organizations there in Malaysia with Pastor. Well, maybe I'll tell you my secret for tomorrow. But there were 100 pastors invited to this. No, 1,000 pastors.
我也在马来西亚见过他的他所在的机构组织，他是邀请了大概1000多位的牧者，有一个牧者的一个团契。
Generally at our conferences, Pastor preached in the morning and in the evening.
我们的特会一般都是牧师在早上和晚上讲道。
And then in the afternoon, he and Sister Nancy took a nap and asked me to teach.
在下午的时间，周牧师和师母会休息，他会就让我来教导。
Ask me to teach on the Bride of Christ.
让我来教导基督的心腹。
Or lovership with Jesus.
和耶稣相爱。
While they slept.
当他们两个休息的时候。
And one time the Lord gave me the message that our bridegroom is jealous.
有一次就给了我一个信息说，我们的新郎很嫉妒。
He wants us to be his.Before we're his for the ministry.
他要我们先于他的事工，他要我们这个人。
And if we get so carried away with the ministry, that's not pleasing our husband to be.
如果我们被事工占据了，这对我们未来的新郎来说是不讨他喜悦的。
And when we came down from their platform, it had about 7 steps of altar.
当我从讲台下来，大概有七层的台阶。
It was kind of unforgettable. They were filled with tears.
那是一个难忘的经历，那个台阶上都满了泪水。
Well, in the evening, Pastor wanted all of these ministers to meet his pastor.
那一天晚上，周牧师要这所有的牧师都来见一下他自己的牧师。
He asked Sister Nancy to stand up.
他就邀请周师母站起来。
He said, "I want you to meet my pastor."
他说，我想请大家来看一下我的牧师。
That she was there in faith. She was there in love. Oh my, when some of us would get sick, she'd lay her hands on us and she'd pray a ball of fire upon us.
她在那里满了信心，满了爱。如果有人生病，她就为他们祷告，她的祷告带着圣灵的火。
You know, people didn't know that. She was so quiet and so timid.
人们好像并不真的认识她，她看起来很安静。
The pastor wasn't feeling well one day, asked me to speak.
有一天，周牧师感觉不太好，他让我来分享。
And I suddenly had no voice.
突然之间我没有声音了。
She came over and laid hands on me. I was instantly healed.
周师母就过来为我按手，我立即就得医治了。
She was very precious.
她对我非常宝贵。
And I know when Esther told us that she had passed away, I knew she was ready because she would never have left him if he hadn't gone first.
当 Esther 告诉我她去世的消息的时候，我说我知道，如果不是神先把周牧师接走，她绝对不会去的。
We thought, you know, everybody thought she's a little older, she might go, she had some health problems.
每个人都以为周师母比较年长，她的健康也不太好，也许她应该先走。
But when she knew her job was over, he was with Jesus, she went.
但当她知道她完成了她的事工，她就与耶稣同在了。
Those are precious times.
那些都是宝贵的。
Now I've got a couple other coordinators. Emma's already, and Mercy's in Taiwan. Come.
This is. 还有另外两位同工。
This is the partners, Jenny, Jeff. Jenny and Jeff, they run the business.
小静和慧杰，他们是。
They do all the mechanics.
他们做很多的。事情
I tried to talk Sister Gerda into being on one of my leadership Zoom programs. I didn't tell him, and I didn't tell him because they're the bosses. They tell us what to do. Don't they? They tell us the schedules. They tell us when.
他们告诉我们日程表。
But Sister Gerda said, "I don't do Zoom." I said, "I don't either." Jeff does. You know, they set us up. Any little problem, they correct it. They set up our computers. They go online in our same machines.
他们帮助我们所有技术上的问题，帮助我们上线。
And this time for the conference, Jenny's been the registrar.
为了这次特会，小静姐妹是做了所有登记的工作。
It's been complicated because we have people part time and we have people full time.
这个事情非常复杂，有些人是半程参加，有些人是全程参加。
And Esther wants to thank you for giving the family good rooms. Yeah, some of you.
Esther 要谢谢你给了她一个很好的房间。
Then we have one more coordinator, makes 5 of them, Alice.
我们还有一位。
Come, Alice.
圣秀姐妹。
Most of you know she is the coordinator for all of America and Canada and some in Germany and some in South America? Australia.
我们知道圣秀姐妹是负责美国、加拿大、澳大利亚和德国施工。
So this is really Alice's group of Americans.
所以我们这个团体是属于 Alice 管的。
And you all know her, but I wanted the Americans to meet you.
我们希望
see how the Lord. Now they were all the 5 coordinators when Sister Nancy and Brother Chow went to be with Jesus, and the 5 teachers were the teachers he had placed in the ministry. So we were 10 of us.
我们五位老师是神把我们放在这个施工里，还有五位同工跟我们一起合作。
And the last year and a half, the Lord has given us unity.
在这过去的一年半里，神赐给我们他里面的合一。
There's been a wonderful presence of the Lord.
有主非常奇妙的同在在我们当中。
It's so amazing. I can be through, you know, some problems at home. My husband had a heart attack last year, and we've been busy. We had another fall just 3 weeks ago, and I go on the computer, and I don't know what I'm going to say, but all of a sudden I turn it on, and there is the presence of the Lord.
非常的奇妙。虽然我们也经历过很多难处，在我的家里面有还有Jim 弟兄也摔倒过一次，但是我们只要一上线，主奇妙的同在就降临在我们当中。
This is my voice. Ruby, this is Ruby Han. Her name is really Biao Hua. Did I do any good?
Yeah, yeah, very good. Thank you.
It took me long. I met her here at Pilgrim Camp about 7 years ago, but I could not say Biao Hua. Biao Hua Han. So she told me what it means. It means a very precious jewel. I said, can I just call you Ruby? I named her after Ruby McKinnon.
Yes, 9 years ago.
She's been like a jewel to me.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen?
Amen. 感谢主。
Yes. We sometimes pray together the night before. Many times we pray together. I try to send her an outline, and I never always follow it. But,
是，马莎牧师都会把那个讲稿写给我，所以，而且我们会在会前一起祷告，神的同在非常的宝贵，他真的是很照顾每一个跟他合作的同工。
So I just wanted you to know who they are.
我只是想要让你们认识每一位。
And we appreciate coming together here, most of us.
非常感恩能够来到这里。
Lord bless you.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.We'll sing number 34. Now this is in the front part of the book.
好，我们要唱这诗歌本里面第三十四首，在这个诗歌本的前半部的第三十四首。
We can stand as we sing.
我们跟大家可以站起来一起唱。
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, forgive me if I say, for very love thy sacred name a thousand times a day. Oh, Jesus, Lord, with me abide.I rest in thee, whatever betide. Thy gracious smile is my reward. I love thee, Lord. I love thee so, I know not how my transports to control.Like a burning fire within my very soul. Oh, Jesus, Lord, with me abide. I rest in thee, whatever betide. Thy gracious heart is my reward. I love thee, Lord. For thou to me art all in all, my honor and my wealth. My heart's desire, my body's strength, my soul's eternal health. O Jesus, Lord, with me abide. I rest in thee, whatever betide. Thy gracious smile is my reward. I love thee, Lord. Burn, burn, O love, within my heart. Burn fiercely night and day, till all the dross of earthly loves is burned and burned away. I want your attention there in the back. I have a story for you. Maybe you should sit down. Sometimes we associate life experiences with different songs.
很多时候我们把我们生命的经验跟这些诗歌连接在一起。
And our sister related that song of how that blessed her. I am his and he is mine.
所以Martha姐妹刚才就分享，就是说她的生命跟刚才我们所唱的那首诗歌，她属我，我属他的关系是什么？
But I cannot sing this song without remembering something that took place in my life.
但是当我在唱这首歌的时候，我就一定会记得，就是在我生命当中所经历过的一些事情。
When my niece turned 16 years old,
当我外甥在到16岁的时候,
she had a birthday party.
外甥女她有一个生日的宴会,
and she invited her friends.
然后她邀请她的朋友来,
and we actually met in a school cafeteria.
我们是在学校的那个餐厅那边碰面,
but there was a piano there.
在那边有一台钢琴,
and she asked me to do something with her that day.
然后我外甥女她就要我那天跟她一起陪她一起做一些事情.
She said, "Would you sing this song with me?"
然后外甥女就跟我说，你可不可以跟我一起唱这首诗歌?
At my birthday party.
就在我的生日宴会上.
And so every time I sing this, I remember that.
所以每次当我唱到这首诗歌的时候，我就会记得记起那件事情.
At 16 years old, this was her testimony.
16岁的时候，这首诗歌也就是她的见证。
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Lord, with me abide.
耶稣，耶稣，求你住在我的里面。
And so young people, you need to get this into your heart.
所以年轻人，你们必须要把耶稣放在你的心里。
The Lord wants to make himself real to you. You have wonderful opportunity.
耶稣他要向你显现他自己，你们有这样很好的一个机会。
And don't waste it.
不要浪费这样的机会。
Let's sing on.
我们一起继续唱。
We're up to verse 5. You want to stand again? Okay, stand again. Yes, yeah, stand. Verse 5. Oh, light in darkness, joy in grief, oh, heaven begun on earth. Jesus, my love, my treasure, who can tell what thou art worth? Oh, Jesus, Lord, with me abide. I rest in thee, whate'er betide. Thy gracious smile is my reward. I love thee, Lord. What limit is there to this love? Thy flight, where wilt thou stay? On a Our Lord is sweeter far today than yesterday. Oh, Jesus, Lord, with me abide. I rest in thee, whatever betide. Thy gracious smile is my reward. I love thee, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, put that love in our hearts. Jesus, that fire, Lord, cause the fire to burn. Oh, Jesus, cause the fire to burn. Hallelujah. 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 Dear Lord, we pray for our children and our young people. That you would touch them by your Spirit. That you pour out your love into their hearts. That they would know that you love them. And that they would also love you in return. And give themselves to you fully. Oh, Jesus, make yourself real and precious, I pray. God, open our eyes to see you, Jesus. Jesus, you are here, Lord. You are in the midst. You are here to work in us, Lord, to take us and to make us what you want us to be. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come, my God, come, my Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Burn within our hearts, love of God. Burn within our hearts. Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated.
大家请坐。
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我想是主安排我现在分享一点点。
The Lord made me come to share a little.
主啊，我只想成为你的见证人。
Lord, I only want to be your witness.
见证你的荣耀,
to witness your glory,
见证你的作为,
to witness your works.
我要告诉所有的人,
I wanted to tell all people,
神爱我们,
God loves us,
神给我们机会,
He gives us opportunities,
只要我们宝贝,
as long as we treasure it,
不要错过,
and do not miss it.
主一定把最好的福分给我们。
The Lord will definitely give us the best blessings.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主，今天晚上唱的两首诗歌也是我的诗歌。
Thank the Lord. These two songs we sing is also my songs.
我大概去年有一次在课上分享的时候。
Last year once when I was shared in the lesson.
我们是在分享一段经文。
We were sharing a scripture verse.
我就说，其中只有几个字是最 touch 我的心的。
There are few words really touch my heart.
就是神对以色列人说，你是我的。
God told the Israel people, you are mine.
我说，假如神对你说，你是我的。
I said, if God tell you, you are mine.
It's all finished.
It's all finished. Hallelujah.
我们不需要别的了。
We don't need anything else.
那我也是想另外一首诗歌刚才唱的第二首。
The second song we sung.
副歌就是说耶稣耶稣。
The chorus says, Jesus, Jesus, with me abide.
最后两句，你的笑容是我的欢喜。
Your smile is my reward.
我常常在聚会的时候会唱。
I often sing this chorus in the meeting.
我也常常对主说。
I often say it to the Lord.
我只要你的笑容。
Lord, I only want your smile.
别的都无所谓。
I don't care about anything else.
我只想看到你的笑容。
I only want to see your smile.
不是很多地方会唱这种诗歌。
Not many places sing such kind of songs.
只有在我们这个水流里边有这些诗歌。
Only in this stream of the Holy Spirit we sing such kind of songs.
所以我知道周牧师每一次去特会的时候。
So every time when Pastor Chow goes to the conference.
他要圣秋啊带同工们唱诗，他总是要你一定要选JMI 的诗歌。
So he always tell Alice to tell the coworkers to sing the JMI songs.
因为这些诗歌也是我们的经历。
Because these songs are all our experiences.
也是我们的心声。
It's all our from our hearts.
我还想到从昨天晚上到今天晚上。
From last night to tonight.
虽然只有一天。
Also only one day.
但是我已经得了很多的信息。
I already received many messages.
菲尔牧师告诉我们。
Brother Philip told us.
神拣选我们不只是要在某一些事情祝福我们。
God chose us not just to bless us on some places.
他是要我们像他儿子的模样。
He want us to be like his son.
今天这个贝教士
and Sister Gerda today
跟我们分享很多
she shared a lot with
我们难得听到的
it's very rare for us to hear her sharing
她就说她觉得自己非常有福
she said she felt herself very blessed
她生长在这样的家庭这样的环境都是在这个水流里边的
she grown in such kind of background in this Holy Spirit stream
她五岁就看到耶稣
She saw Jesus when she was 5 years old.
十岁的时候就被圣灵充满。
And was filled with the Holy Ghost when she was 10.
是因为她的妈妈叫她，你一定要被圣灵充满。
Because her mom told her, you have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
她有这样的妈妈。
She has such kind of mom.
所以呢，她觉得自己非常非常的有福。
So she felt very, very blessed.
她觉得我应该做得更好一些。
She said, I could have done better.
我觉得你已经做很好了。
I think you already did very good.
你的见证我不知道传了多少人。
I passed to many, many people your testimonies.
今天晚餐的时候我跟 Esther, 她不知道在不在，周牧师的女儿坐在一起。
I was sitting with Sister Esther Child at the supper.
她告诉我说她九岁的时候在这里。
She told me she was at the camp when she was 9.
被圣灵充满。
Was filled by the Holy Spirit.
我就说哦你们好有福气啊。
I said you are so blessed.
九岁就被圣灵充满。
You were filled with the Holy Spirit when you were 9.
我自己。
Myself.
我虽然是十岁的时候得救。十三岁的时候我自己奉献给神。
I was saved when I was 10. I consecrated me. Consecrated to the Lord when I was 13.
那个时候我就告诉主耶稣说我是你的。
Then I already told Jesus, Jesus, I'm yours.
但是那一天当我看到圣经主说你是我的。
But one day when I see the scripture tell me, he is mine.
我就特别的感动说主啊不止我跟你说我是你的你还告诉我我是你的。
I was so touched. Not only I tell him I am his, but he also is mine.
He said, I am his.
He said, I am his.
You are mine.
You are mine.
然后呢，你知道这个信息多宝贵。
This message is so precious.
我这个是一个非常宝贵非常重要的信息。
It's so precious and so important.
只要每一个人真的知道我是属于神的。
As long as you know, every one of us know I belong to God.
什么问题都没有了。
All problem is gone.
因为这个信息它带我经过许许多多的困难。
Because this message led me through all kinds of difficulties.
当文化革命的时候，
When in the Great Cultural Revolution,
我差点被打死。
I was almost beat to death.
但是也是因为我是属于主的。
But because I belong to the Lord.
所以我就过来了。
So I went through.
这个信息也鼓励了许许多多的人。
This message encouraged many people.
正如贝教士讲的，神会给每一个人机会。
Just like Sister Gerda said, God will give everyone of opportunities.
我就不再说，哎呀，你们很有福气，你们九岁就被圣灵充满。我是哦，我刚才没讲，我是来美国的第一年，86年，那时候我已经45岁了。
I don't have to say you are blessed. When I came to USA 1986, I was already 45.
我那一年才被圣灵充满。
I was filled with the Holy Spirit then.
但是我知道。
But I know.
不，没有太迟。
It's not too late.
6年之后。
After 6 years.
我才全时间服侍神。
I became minister to God full time.
我原来是在医学。领域，我是医生。
I was a doctor before.
但是我相信主说，你们要等候在耶路撒冷得到能力，然后呢，你们才可以出去宣教。
But the Lord told us you have to wait at Jerusalem until you receive power on high, then you can go out to minister.
所以主预备，当我要出来全时间服侍之前，他给我圣灵。
So before I ready to come out to serve Him full time, He already gave me the Holy Spirit.
从此我就成为他的见证人。
From then on, I became his witness.
把所有我经历的告诉别人。
And tell everyone all I have experienced.
特别是去年下半年开始到今年。
Especially from the last year, the second part of last year until now.
到四月份才结束的，我们有一个系列的课程。
Until April, we finished a series of lessons online.
就是想帮助一些刚刚信主的人
to help those just became Christians.
马上就可以知道耶稣是他的，他可以，他是耶稣的。
To help them to know as soon as possible, Jesus is theirs and they belong to Jesus.
而且他们要被圣灵充满。
And they need to be filled by the Holy Ghost.
然后有很多的见证回来。
There are many, many testimonies.
差不多我们上到哪一个课，上到圣灵充满，就有人被圣灵充满。
When the lesson topic comes to being filled by the Holy Spirit, then many people are filled by the Holy Spirit.
讲到要读圣，靠圣灵读圣经，那些人就靠圣灵读圣经，圣灵就借着圣经跟他们讲话。
When the topic comes to reading the Bible by the help of the Holy Spirit, then they experience Holy Spirit helping them read the Bible.
我就讲一个我最印象最深的见证。
I have a testimony I'm most impressed.
就是去年八月有一个刚刚成为寡妇的。
Last August, there's one sister, she just became a widow.
他从来不知道耶稣。
She never knew Jesus.
但是他要求我去帮他先生做那个funeral.
But she asked me to help her to lead the funeral for her husband.
刚好我们要开这个课，我就介绍他来上这个课。
So I introduced her to this online lesson.
他就很认真。
She was very serious.
那个时候他也很需要。
And she was very in need.
她每天都睡不着。
She couldn't go to sleep every night.
整天哭。
And cry all the time.
但是她听到有一位耶稣这么好。
But when she heard a Jesus so wonderful,
她就跟听说圣经还会对我们说话。
And when she heard God can speak to us through the Bible,
她就开始好好读圣经。
She started to read the Bible seriously.
结果过两个月，圣经就跟她讲话。
After 2 months, God talked to her through the Bible.
圣灵也跟她讲话。
The Holy Spirit spoke to her.
有一次她想她先生想得哭了。
One time she missed her husband so much she cried.
但是有一句话就说有主就够了。
But God's word came to her, it is enough to have the Lord himself.
It's in, yeah. 她说所以她就马上得安慰。
So she was immediately comforted.
然后那天她又打开圣经。
And then she opened the Bible.
就当天读到耶利米哀歌。
And that day she read the Lamentations.
第三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
说每早晨都是新的。
God's mercy is new every morning.
你的信实何其广大。
Great is thy faithfulness.
耶和华是我的份。
The Lord is my portion.
凡是等候他的。
Those who wait on him.
专心仰望他的。
Those who look up to him.
他必施恩。
He will be gracious to them.
对一个寡妇。这一段话有多大的安慰。
To a widow, this passage is such a comfort.
所以他从那个时候开始主就 成为他的份。
From then on, the Lord became her portion.
她每一件事都祷告求问神。
She prays on everything to seek the Lord's will.
有时候神借着圣经或者圣灵就跟她讲话。
God would spoke to her through the Bible or Holy Spirit.
她也非常顺服。
And she was very obedient.
不管她自己喜不喜欢。
No matter she liked it or not.
只要是主说的。
As long as God spoke.
她就顺服，她就要。
She would want it.
有很奇妙的见证，我想今天没有机会下。
Wonderful testimonies.
有时间我再分享他的见证。所以就是说，神会给人机会。
God will give us opportunities.
但是我们被教师校长，我们第一是要来享受主。
Sister Gerda told us, first we are here to come to enjoy the Lord.
第二，我们要荣耀他。
Second, we need to glorify Him.
我想我们怎么荣耀他
How do we glorify him?
我们要去告诉别人
We need to go to tell others
他的作为
What he did
然后那些人也来接受主耶稣
Those people will also receive the Lord
也来享受他
And come to enjoy him
主就大大的得荣耀
The Lord would receive great glory
主啊，我们愿你自己来荣耀你自己。
Lord, we would want you to glorify yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
upon Jesus. Look full in it, wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We've heard many wonderful things today. And it's wonderful to be here together with you. I hope I get invited again. Praise God. If you take your Bibles and open to Colossians chapter
1,
I'd like to look at another prayer of Paul. Forgive me if I turn my back. Is that okay? Because there's a lot of people over there. I have to.
不好意思，如果我是背向这边的话，因为
I'll try to put this every once in a while.
弟兄姐妹们。
Praise God.
赞美主。
Beginning at verse 9, it says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Colossians 1, I'm sorry, Colossians.
对，加拉太书，哥罗西书，对不起，哥罗西书。
That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen.
愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子渐渐的多知道神。
Tonight I'd like to start at the end of the prayer and work our way backwards. And so in verse 11 he says that we ought to be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power.
所以在第十一节他讲到说，按照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力。
In the prayer that we read this morning, he also used that word power.
在今天早上我们所读过那个祷告，他也提到这个力，能力。
And we heard that that power is given to us to witness.
我们有提到就是说那个大能大力是给我们做见证的力量。
He gave them the Holy Spirit so that they could be His witnesses.
也就是借由圣灵，所以我们可以成为神的见证人。
But in this prayer, there's a different end of that power.
但是这个地方所提到的这个力量是有点不一样的。
It's something that God works within us.
这力量是神在我里面的工作。
To change us.
这力量能够改变我们。
Do you need God's power to be patient?
你需要神的能力，所以你才能够更加的。
If you do, raise your hand. I raise both my hands.
你需要这样的能力的人，请举手。
I need God's power to be patient.
我需要神给我能力，让我能够更有耐性。
I need God's power to be long-suffering.
我需要神给我能力，所以我能够忍受。
Are there people that you're not patient with?
有没有人是你们不能够忍受的？
Sometimes it's the ones closest to us.
很多时候那些人就是我们身边的人。
Are you patient with your spouse?
你对你的配偶有耐心吗？
And God has to give us that power.
神要将那个力量赐给我们。
And yes, sister, she reminded me, it's with joyfulness.
所以今天姐妹们她就提醒我们就是说神的喜乐。
You're not to put up with people. How many people you say, oh, I'll put up with that person?
因为有人有多少人说 OK, 我就是忍耐这样的人。
No, it has to be with joyfulness.
我们不能单单忍受，我们心里必须要有那个喜乐。
And then that last verse 12, it says, giving thanks unto the Father.
第十二节他就说我们要感谢父神。
Are you a complainer?
你很常抱怨吗？
Anyone want to confess to that? No, raise your hand. No, No, we complain about everything. We complain about the weather. It's too hot. Then it's winter. It's too cold. What else do you complain about?
我们抱怨很多的事情，我们说抱怨天气太热或太冷，然后我们抱怨各式各样的事情。
No, instead we need to give thanks.
但是除了抱怨，我们其实该做的事情是应该要感恩。
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
在神所为我们预定的事情上，每一件事情我们都要学着来感恩。
And so we need His glorious power to transform us within.
所以我们需要神那个荣耀的大能在我们里面来转化我们的生命。
Because in the moment, you can't change the reaction that comes out.
很多的时候，你不能在当下来改变你对事情所做出的马上立即的反应。
God has to work that in you ahead of time. God has to cleanse you and me of these things, these inward sins of the flesh.
神必须要在你的肉体上面来工作，所以你才有时间可以去做出恰当的反应。
And then He fills us with the Holy Spirit.
所以神在我们里面用他圣灵来充满我们。
And Jesus reigns.
所以耶稣可以做主掌权。
And we're able to overcome.
所以我们才能够得胜。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Beginning at verse 10 now, let's go back to verse 10.
让我们回到第十节。
He talks about walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing.
第十节上面提到说，好叫你们行事为人的对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。
Is that a desire of your heart to please the Lord in everything?
你们有想要来取悦蒙主的喜悦吗？
You see, we can talk about loving Jesus.
你看我们这边有提到就是说来爱耶稣。
But we need to also talk about pleasing Jesus.
但是我们也要来 谈一谈就是如何让耶稣蒙喜悦。
It's easy to say I love you.
我们很容易可以告诉别人说我爱你。
But when it's difficult and we need to please Him and make a choice for Him.
但是当情况变得有些困难的时候，我们仍然选择爱他，他是一个主动的选择。
That proves whether or not we truly love Him.
在那个当下，他就证明说我们是不是真的爱神。
Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
神说你如果真的爱我的话，你会遵守我的命令。
And so it has to be more than just the words we speak.
所以他必须要是超过我们言语上所表达的。
When he talks about walk, it's talking about the way we live.
他讲到这是我们所活出来的，他所谈的是我们生活的样式。
Sometimes I think when we come to camp, we are running spiritually.
很多的时候，我们来到这个营地，我们以为说我们在这里就可以变得更属灵。
It's easy at camp to be spiritual.
我们来到这个营地的时候，我们很容易让自己看起来变得更属灵。
But when you go back home,
但是当你回家的时候
and you go back to work, and you go back to school,
回去上班了或回到学校
You have to walk.
你就必须要开始工作
It has to be consistent.
你必须要开始过你的日子，你必须要能够保持那个一致
It has to be a way of life.
然后你的生活必须是要那一致的样式
He talks about walking worthy.
然后他这边讲到就是说我们必须要活出那个样式
If we take the name Christian,
如果我们承受基督徒的这个名分
If we identify with Christ,
如果我们将我们自己就是与主连结
then we need to live in a way that's worthy of that name.
我们必须要活出一个基督徒的样式
We have to live pleasing to Jesus.
我们必须要活一个能够让主蒙喜悦
的样式 Seeking to honor Him and to glorify Him in all that we do.
我们所做的任何一件事情我们都要以荣耀神为目的
In all that we say,
无论我们所说的我们都要以荣耀神
In all that we think,
无论我们所想的是什么
Did you know God knows your thoughts?
你知道神知道我们一切的想法吗？
Do you know I know your thoughts?
你知道？
No, I don't. I don't.
你知道我知道你的想法吗？
But God knows.
但神知道你的想法。
Amen. He talks about being fruitful in every good work.
然后这边讲到说，在凡事上要结果子。
Are you fruitful in every good work?
你有在所有的善事上结出果子吗？
When God gives us opportunity to serve Him, are you the first to say yes? Yes, Lord.
当神给我们服侍他的机会的时候，你会是那个第一个说神啊，我愿意的那个人吗？
Oh, let someone else do it.
还是你会说啊，让别人去做就好了。
Let the minister do it.
还是让传道人去做就好了。
Let Sister Martha do it.
还是让Martha 姐妹去做就好了。
No, we're ready to every good work.
我们必须要预备我们所有的善事，我们都要预备好自己。
And these good works are the things that God has ordained that we walk in.
这些善事是神已经预备好要我们行在其中的。
It says, "For by grace you're saved."
我们是因着他的恩典而得救的。
Through faith, it's not of yourselves; it's the gift of God.
这是神的礼物。这是借着信心我们所领受的。
But the following verse says, "So we're saved to do good works."
我们被拯救是因为我们要来行神的善事。
That's God's plan and purpose for you.
这是神为我们所预定的计划。
Hallelujah. I'd like to go back now to the beginning in verse 9.
我要回到第九节，就是祷告的开始的部分。
It says, "For this cause, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." And to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
This morning we talked about the spirit of revelation.
今天早上我们谈到启示的灵。
Of wisdom and revelation, so that we might know Him better.
因着智慧启示灵，所以我们才可以认识主。
This prayer is that we would be filled with wisdom and spiritual understanding to know His will.
而这边所做的祷告是在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Sometimes we think that the will of God is something that's so hard to find.
有的时候我们会觉得神的旨意是高深莫测的。
And we struggle and we say, what's God's will for my life?
我们都说会问神说，神啊，你到底要我的人生来做些什么？
Did you ever feel that way as a young person?
那些年轻人，你们是不是有些时候是这样觉得
？You can raise your hand for this one.
你们可以把手举起来，跟我说你们这样的感觉。
You want to make the right decision, don't you? You want to do what God wants you to do.
你们想要做神要你们做的，对不对
？And sometimes it feels like it's just God's not talking to me, or I can't seem to find that will of God for my life.
很多时候不会觉得说神在跟我说话，我不知道说神到底要我活着做什么。
This morning we talked about the calling that God has over us.
所以我们必须要来谈，就是说神给我们的呼召是什么。
His calling that we would be conformed to His image.
神的呼召也就是我们要转化成为他的样式。
And His will is somewhat aligned with that.
他的旨意也就是按着那个方向前进的。
In that we live out day by day His will.
每一天我们都要活出神的旨意。
And that will of God eventually leads us into that, or that's the fulfillment of the calling as we do the will of God.
所以神他就会因着那样的活着样式，我们就越活出神他给我们的呼召。
And so the will of God is something He wants to show you.
所以神他的旨意，他要把它显现给你。
So what hinders us from knowing and doing the will of God?
所以是什么拦阻我们来认识神的旨意，也来完成他的旨意呢？
There's a story in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有一个故事。
A man named Jacob.
有一个叫雅各的人。
And do you remember the story when he wrestled with God?
你记得那个故事吗？就是说他跟神来摔跤。
And just for the sake of time, we won't look at it in the Bible, but for the sake of time, it talks there about he was going to meet his brother Esau.
因着时间的关系，我就不讲细节。他就是说他要去跟他的哥哥以扫要见面。
Was he happy to see Esau?
他你觉得他看到他哥哥的时候他会高兴吗
no, he was afraid.
没有，他非常害怕。
He was deathly afraid.
他怕死了。
He did not know whether Esau was going to kill him or not.
他不知道哥哥会不会把他给杀了。
Remember how he had stolen the birthright from his brother.
你记得就是说他。
And the blessing.
你偷走他雅各偷走了他哥哥应当承受的祝福。
And so Jacob had a plan.
所以他有个计划。
Do you like to make plans?
You like to scheme? 你们喜不喜欢盘算
？So Jacob had a plan. He said, "I'm going to send all these gifts ahead. I'm going to send them ahead to my brother Esau, and I'm going to put distance between them."
所以雅各他就做了一句话，就说他把他礼物送给他哥哥以扫，而且他把那些送去的礼物安排了适当的距离。
And maybe he'll accept these gifts.
也许他的哥哥会接受这些礼物而原谅他。
And if you read that 32nd chapter of Genesis,
如果说你念那个, 创世纪第30章,
you'll see right away that the angels of God were present right from the beginning.
然后你如果去读的话，你会发现，其实神的使者在这整个事情最开始的时候，他就在了。
God was trying to tell Jacob, I'm with you.
神要告诉雅各说，从最开始我就与你同在。
And yet all he could see was the problem.
但雅各他所看到是他所面临的一切的困难。
And so he said, I'm going to do it my way. Send the gifts.
所以雅各就说，我要按照我自己的计划来行，我就把我的礼物先送出去。
And finally it came down to just his wife, his two wives, and his and himself. And he sent them over the brook.
所以到了最后就是说他该送的都送出去，就剩下他身边的他的两个妻子，还有他自己。
And the Bible says there he wrestled with God.
所以在那边，圣经里面就提到说，雅各就在那边跟神摔跤。
Now I don't know, there are different ways to understand that passage of scripture.
我不知道就是说这个经节我们有没有别的角度来诠释它。
But to me it seems that something had to be broken in Jacob.
但是对我来说，我所理解就是在雅各心里有一部分是必须要被破碎的。
I think he was still trying to do it his way.
雅各还是要按照他自己的方式来做事。
And only when God touched him and weakened him,
只有当神来触摸他，让他变跛腿跛脚了之后。
So he cried out to God, "Oh God, just bless me."
所以他就跟神来哭求说，神啊。
I will not let you go until you bless me.
我绝对不会放手，如果你不给我祝福的话。
You see, his will needed to be broken.
所以你有没有看到，这边就是说，雅各他个人的意志必须要得到破碎。
And God touched him.
所以神就在这时候触摸了他。
And showed him his weakness.
然后神就给雅各看他自己的弱点在哪里。
His dependence upon God.
也就是他对神所必须要做出的依赖。
And then the blessing came.
然后也就因为这样，那个祝福就临到雅各。
And his name was changed.
所以他的名字也就改了。
He no longer was the deceiver.
他不再是那个会骗人的那个。
He no longer was the supplanter.
他不再是那个掠夺的人。
But he was a prince with God.
他成了神的王子。
God needs to break our wills.
神要破碎我们自己个人的意志。
Or maybe to say it this way, we need to yield ourselves to him.
或者说让我们这样讲，我们必须要将我们的
And sometimes God allows things to come into our lives that are very difficult. To show us how much we need Him. To bring us to that place where we say, Lord, I want to do your will. No longer my way, but your way.
不再是我自己的方式，而是你的方法。
Not my will, but thine be done.
不是我的心意，而是我愿你的旨意得以成全。
You see, once we get to that place where we're willing for the will of God,
一旦我到达那个地方，我们就会愿神的旨意可以在我们身上得以成全。
Then he is able to show us his will.
所以在那个时候，神就可以将他的心意显现给我们。
Once we yield ourselves to him,
一旦我们将自己委托给神,
we put everything on the altar, as it were.
我们将每一件，我们所有的一切都放在祭坛上。
Then the way is open for God to reveal His will to us.
那时候门就会打开, 神就会将他的心意向我们显现。
I just want to say just one or two more things. I know it's getting late. But the will of God,
我再很快提一两件事情, 神的旨意,
in some ways is right here in this book.
也就在这本书, 圣经里面,
Every command of God is an expression of His will.
每一个神的命令也就是他对我们所要的心意。
So you can't say, I don't know what God's will is.
所以你不能说我不知道神的心意是什么。
But there's another application of that will of God to us where individually God would like to lead us step by step and day by day.
但是神的旨意有另外一个方面是给每一个人的。 按照我们每一天所行的一切,
and it's not so much of us understanding the full plan of God for us. But rather to walk with Him day by day, step by step, willing to be led by his hand.
而是每一天一小步一小步，我们就是跟着神，他一天给我们带领，一步一步往前行。
And so I say this to all of us tonight.
所以今天我要跟大家这样说。
I say especially to our young people that are here.
特别是在后面的这位这些年轻人。
God wants to lead you.
神要带领你。
God wants to make your life a blessed life.
神要让你的生命成为一个祝福。
But he's waiting for you to say, yes, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing to follow you every step of the way.
但神在等你跟他说，我愿意，我愿意跟随你，每一步我都愿意跟随你。
But it also applies to us who maybe we've been on the way a long time.
即便是说我们在这条道路上走了很久，但是这样的真理也可以应用在我们自己的身上。
Lord, I need you to lead me today.
神啊，我需要你带领我。
I need you to direct my steps.
主啊，我需要你来指正我的步伐。
We live in a world where we're pressured on all sides.
我们活在一个世界，我们遭受的压力是从四方各面来的。
It seems we have no time to sit down sometimes and rest.
很多时候我们连坐下休息的时间都没有。
Sister Martha told me I could rest this afternoon.
那个 Martha 姐妹告诉我说下午可以休息一下。
She must think I'm getting old.
她大概想说我可能越来越老了。
But in our rush and in our busyness, we fail to hear the voice of God.
但是在我们很忙的时候，我们还是要学着来听神的声音。
And He's calling us day by day. Just walk with me.
每一天神都在呼召我们来与他同行。
Walk worthy unto all pleasing.
我们要来行那个神要我们所活出的那个样式。
You know, Enoch had that testimony.
Enoch. 以挪有那个有过这样的见证，与神同行的见证。
He walked with God.
他与神同行
and then he was taken.
然后他被
translated
上天。
Why? Because he had this testimony that he pleased God.
为什么？因为他得了神的喜悦，所以他被接到天上去。
There's just one more verse.
还有一个经节。
In Acts 13, turn with me to Acts 13.
请我们翻到
Acts 13.
使徒行传十三章。使徒行传十三章。
And verse 22.
第二十二节。
Acts 13:22.
使徒行传第三十三章二十二节。
We know the story of David.
我们大家应该都听过大卫的故事。
It's interesting how the Bible doesn't cover over his sins.
圣经里面并没有完全的提到他所有的那些罪行。
It doesn't cover over his shortcomings, his failings.
也没有完整的提到说他的那些短处。
But it tells us his story.
但是他在这边告诉我们他的故事。
It tells us here in verse 22 that David was a man after God's own heart.
这边他提到说大卫是一个合神心意的人。
Have you ever thought what that means?
我们有没有想过就是说他到底指的是什么?
What does it mean to be a man or woman after God's own heart?
合神心意的弟兄或姐妹他的意思是什么?
Well, I don't know if I have the answer.
我也不确定我是不是有那个答案。
What do you think it means?
所以你们想呢？你们觉得他的意思是什么？什么合我心意是什么意思
？I believe he was responsive to the Holy Spirit.
我相信他其中的意思就是说，我们对圣灵会做出回应。
When he sinned.He also knew how to repent.
当大卫他犯了罪的时候，他也知道该如何悔改。
And his repentance was real, and deep, sincere, and complete.
大卫他的悔改是认真的，是深刻的，而且是非常诚恳的。
God was able to mold his heart.
所以神可以在他心里来工作
，to change him.
来塑造大卫的心。
And here it says that he will fulfill. David is a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
所以这边就讲到说，大卫他是一个合我心意的人， 他在凡事上都要遵行我的旨意。
I trust God could say that about you and me.
我相信神也可以这样对我们说。
He looks down tonight upon this little gathering.
神今天晚上在看着我们的聚会。
And he knows those who are his.
然后他知道那些属于他的人。
He knows those whose hearts are open to him.
神知道那些心是对他敞开的那些。
Who desire more of him.
他也知道那些要得更多得着。
Who desire to do his will.
他也知道那些就是要来遵行神旨意的那些人。
And so I trust that you are one of them.
所以我相信你们都是这样的一个。
Oh Lord Jesus, I just want to do your will.
是主耶稣，我想要来遵行你的旨意。
Fill me with the knowledge of your will.
充满我，将你的心意，将你的旨意的那样的知识跟理解充满在我的里面。
Lord, help me to walk worthy of you.
主啊，是帮助我行那个配得的道路。
Pleasing you in everything.
主啊，在所有大小事情上，我都来荣耀你。
Make me a man or a woman after your own heart.
主啊，帮助我，让我能够成为那个合神心意的人。
And so I encourage us all tonight.
所以今天我要鼓励在座每一位。
Let's just give ourselves to Jesus.
将我们自己交给神。
And say, Lord, we want to do your will.
来跟神说，神啊，我要行你的旨意。
Make me willing.
帮助我，让我可以愿意。
There was a, I'm not sure where it originated, but I've heard it often. Lord, help me to know your will.
我不知道这是从哪里来的，但是我很常听到，就是说，神啊，帮助我能够明白你的旨意。
Help me to love your will.
帮助我能够爱你的心意。
And help me to do your will.
主啊，帮助我完成你的心意。
And so, Lord Jesus, come tonight to us.
所以耶稣基督，求你今天晚上临到我们。
Lord, you see our hearts.
主啊，你看到我们的心。
We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would make us willing, first of all.
主啊，我来祷告，你要帮助我们让我们愿意的心。
Willing to follow you all the way.
我们愿意跟随你到底。
Willing to follow wherever you lead.
我们愿意跟随，无论你领我们到何处。
And so, Lord Jesus, we give ourselves to you.
是主耶稣，我们将我们自己交托给你。
Lord, you take us.
主啊,
and you make us what you want us to be.
主啊, 帮助我们, 将我们做成你所要的样式,
that we would bring glory to your name.
Oh, 所以主啊, 我们可以荣耀你的名。
Help us to know your will, Lord.
主啊, 帮助我们让我们认识你。
Help us to love your will.
主啊, 帮助我们让我们可以爱你的旨意。
And make us to do thy will.
主啊, 是让我们可以来做你的旨意, 行你的旨意。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名, 我们这样的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.